right now it's time for Talking Books with Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and joins us here now in the studio. How are you?
I am fantabulous.
Happy Wednesday. I'm good.
Oh, indeed. Happy Wednesday. And it's so nice outside.
Isn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Okay, so it's going to be super hot in 2 days. Is that something you look forward to, or are you more of a wintertime person?
I want it to be this temperature all year round. Either this this temperature with this beautiful bright sun and flowers, mm-hmm. or this temperature and, autumnal leaves.
With, the leaves starting to turn
yes.
yellow. Yeah.
Because it's going to be, 90 on Sunday.
Yeah.
No, don't smile when you say that, Aaron Keck.
I mean... We've got air conditioning. We live in a world with air conditioning. The problem with summertime for me is that businesses and buildings and stores and offices just feel the need to crank up the air conditioning so much. You walk into a place and it's 60 degrees and you can't stay.
Yes, and I think my mom is this way, so I must get it from her. When you walk in from the from the outside heat uh-huh. and brightness to the inside cool and darker, it makes me sneeze 16
yes.
times in a row.
Yes. I'm 100% with you on that. Right, right. It's that big difference. All right.
Yeah. So I will say, whether you like the 90-degree outdoor weather or whether you are seeking air conditioning, wait for it. This weekend, Chapel Hill Public Library has something for you.
Aww.
See what I did there?
That's good.
So there's a lot of stuff happening at the library this weekend.
Cool.
There is a volunteer day on Saturday from 10 till noon. We are both educating people about invasive non-native plant species, and we're asking them to help us pull them up. So if you want to work outside Saturday in the morning in the beautiful wooded 36 acres of Pritchard Park, that's happening on Saturday.
Nice.
And then on Sunday, there is a great, this is one of our Explore More activities. We're having a program called Meet the Creek. And so this is a science activity, STEM activity, where we're going to talk about macroinvertebrates, and we're going to look at things under a microscope. And I think it's going to take place in our brand new outdoor classroom, which is mostly done, not quite done. We'll have a ribbon cutting later in the summer, but it's really a cool space. So that's happening at the library this weekend.
Awesome. I love and we've talked about this before, but the extent to which we now conceive of the library as more than shelves of books. It's shelves of books, and it's audio visual, and it's multimedia, and it's the outdoor
science,
classroom and nature and science and
all
everything.
Of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much our plan for world domination.
That's fine.
I probably shouldn't say that on the air.
No, it's okay. Given our other options, I'm pretty much fine with that.
If somebody's going to take over the world and dominate,
might as well
why
be the
not
librarian.
A library?
Yep.
And then I will also mention, if you want to be out...
Just had visions of Lynn Cheney running through my... No, Laura Bush.
Laura Bush.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah. But that's okay. That's okay.
If you want to be out in the hot, hot sun...
Yes.
Celebrating spring, this Sunday is, of course, Bloom Fest, which mm-hmm. is downtown at 140 West. The Circulator will be there. This is a great festival that Community Arts and Culture and the library are partners on, but it's really being put on by a community nonprofit called WeSense, and they're going to have a lot of stuff going on there, from a butterfly garden to ballet to paper hand puppets to arts and crafts. So that's Sunday afternoon downtown Bloom Fest.
And speaking of world domination, that 140 West Plaza is going to be the site of some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Has already been and is going to
yes.
continue to be.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome.
So lots happening this weekend. Mostly that makes me tired just thinking about it.
That's
so
fine.
I just want to sit down in a quiet spot and read a book.
There you go. All right. So what are we talking about this week in terms of reading books?
What are we talking about?
What actually are we reading right now
is a good question.
All right.
What are you reading, Aaron?
What am I reading? All right. Well, so we will communicate with each other earlier in the day and discuss what the topic is. And it was your idea to talk about what we're reading. So this is on you when I say that I'm still going through my shelves and reading the books that I haven't read. And now I'm down to the good stuff, because these are all the books that I have just passed over from purge after purge after purge. What I'm reading right now is a 1,500-page, two-volume set of political sermons from the American founding era.
Of course you are.
So I'm not going to recommend that. but I did think about, okay, so American founding era, what are some cool books about the American founding? And I found a couple of really cool kids' books. We'll start with that, about the American founding era. And one of my favorite titles is by an author named Gene Fritz, who just died a couple of years ago at age 102. After this incredible career of writing nonfiction children's books, a lot of them about kind of the American founding era. This is one called Shh, We're Writing the Constitution.
Oh, I love it.
It's a great title. and it's all about the writing of the Constitution and the process of what went into it and the experience of the framers of the Constitution in Philadelphia and all of the debates that took place, and it's great.
I love it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about, I think on a previous show, I talked about how I have an upstairs book and a downstairs book and then an outside book and this and that. Today I'm going to talk about my tree book, my ebook, and my audiobook.
Okay.
So when I say tree book, I mean old school
the
print book
copy,
made of paper,
right,
that was once a tree, or other paper, which was also once a tree.
Yes.
Anyways, so the tree book, print book, I'm currently reading. I actually got it as a galley. That's one of the perks of working in the library business, is we get galleys, pre-pub. Some people call them ARCs, which stands for advanced reading copy. But we get books before they are published. And so this one came in as a galley, and it's now out, so I can talk about it because it's so good. This is a nonfiction book called Furious Hours, Murder, Fraud, and the Last Trial of Harper Lee. So this just came out last week. The author is Casey Sepp, C-E-P, and it's a really interesting book. So had to describe it. So many people think of Harper Lee as she wrote To Kill a Mockingbird, and then she became this recluse, right? And never wrote anything else and never did anything else, which is very much untrue. And this story sort of unpacks some of her later years and talks about a book that she never wrote. So in the 70s, there was this trial, this murder trial of this, his name was the Reverend Willie Maxwell, and he was accused of everything from practicing voodoo to murder to all of these things, and it was this wild trial. She went and sat in the courtroom every single day and watched this trial, and she attempted to write the story of the trial and this reverend and this bizarro true crime case,
yes,
which is sort of harkening back to In Cold Blood, and she never finished it and never published it. So what I love about this book is it both talks about the actual murder case, it talks about Harper Lee trying to write this book, and then it talks about Harper Lee's life, and it's really, really good, like page-turning
cool
nonfiction. So good.
That's like three awesome, intense, page-turning stories all in one.
Yes, it's really, really good. There's probably a wait list for it, but it'll move quickly, I'm sure. But it's called The Furious Hours, Murder, Fraud, and the Last Trial of Harper Lee. So good. That's
nice.
My tree book.
I'm going to go back to kids' books on the Constitution. In this day and age, and in any day and age, it's important for everyone to know their rights, and you start that early. So there is a kids' book called Know Your Rights, A Modern Kid's Guide to the American Constitution. It's written by an author named Laura Barcella. And it's a great just sort of basic primer, not just to what the Constitution is and what it says, but let's focus on our rights as individuals and what is guaranteed to us by the Constitution. So if that ever comes up in our daily lives, we know what our rights are. And the earlier we learn that, the better. So Laura Barcella, Know Your Rights.
I love it. And I totally agree. I think that we live in a day and age where we recognize that kids can understand things a whole lot earlier than we thought they did.
Yes.
So there are now kids' books on everything from knowing your rights to racism to consent. I mean, it's all out there.
We should have known that before, though, too, because you look back at kids' stories from the 1800s and before, there were some dark themes in all of those. And like, we should have been telling those stories
kids
all along. Yeah, kids can handle a lot. Yeah, for better or worse.
Okay, so the next one that I want to recommend, and this will just be a quick recommendation. This is my ebook. I'm going to recommend two things. I'm going to recommend an author and an ebook service.
Okay.
So I read a lot of horror. You know, I'm kind of dark.
Yes.
And somebody recommended an author named Jonathan Janz to me, J-A-N-Z, and they recommended a particular book that we didn't have in our collection, and oftentimes I will ask Tracy, our fabulous collections person, to order it for me, but I didn't this time, and then I thought, I'm going to check Hoopla. So first of all, I'm going to recommend clearly Jonathan Janz, great horror author. You and I have read everything that Stephen King has ever written, and if you like horror, you will like this guy. He's very dark and very literary, and his stuff spans the gamut from devils and demons to haunted houses to supernatural. He's got it all.
Nice.
And so at Chapel Hill Public Library, we get ebooks through a system called Libby and Overdrive. However, everyone that lives in Orange County has the privilege or has the opportunity to be a member of both Chapel Hill Public Library and Orange County Public Library, two separate systems. And Orange County subscribes to something called Hoopla, which has even more ebooks. So I found his book called The Siren and the Spectre, which somebody told me to kind of start with, via Hoopla, via the Orange County Public Library. So thank you, Orange County Public Library, for offering that service. And thank you to whatever friend it was who recommended Jonathan Janz, the Siren and the Spectre, which is a haunted house. Writer goes to debunk a haunted house, and of course, terrifying things
and
actually
happen. And is debunked
happened.
Instead.
It's really good.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to wrap up with another book about the Constitution. This one I have read recently, and it's terrific. And I feel like it was in this segment that someone, and I can't remember if it was you or a guest that we had, recommended Akhil Reed Amar to me. Who is he's a Yale professor. He's a scholar of the Constitution. He's written several books about the Constitution, and they're fantastic. The one that he's most famous for is called America's Constitution, a Biography, which is really good. That was his first one. But there's another one from a little later, from 2012, called America's Unwritten Constitution, which is all about the way that we understand the Constitution in ways that you can't find in the actual text of the document itself. Which is a really, really fascinating way of looking at it. Because when we think about the Constitution, we think about, like, oh, what does the First Amendment say? What does Article 1 say? What does it say in the actual text? But there's so much that we just take for granted about the Constitution that's not there in the actual words. And understanding that is important as well to understanding how the whole system comes together. So America's Unwritten Constitution by Akhil Reed Amar.
So just to be clear, unless there were some unwritten zombies or warlocks or haunted constitutions in there, I was not the one who recommended that book.
Okay,
to you.
Cool.
I mean, come on.
It was someone on this show.
Probably
I can't
so.
Remember. Yeah, it might have even been like Mark Dorison. We had him on and he was talking about
whoever it was not me.
You should take credit for it because it's a fantastic book.
Somebody should do Haunted Constitution or Constitution and Zombies. I would totally read that.
I'll look and see if it has been done, and if it hasn't, we're getting on it.
Right?
Yeah, 100%.
So the last book that I'll recommend, so I did my tree book.
Your ebook.
My ebook.
And now your audiobook.
My audiobook. So this is not actually an audiobook, but it's a podcast that I am obsessed with. So I love podcasts. I tend towards shocking, the dark and sort of scary stuff. There's currently a podcast. I think there's 4 seasons of it. It's from Wondery, who makes great podcasts. And this is available on their website, on Spotify, on iTunes, all kinds of places. And it's called Inside Blankety Blank. So the first one was Inside Psycho. The second one was Inside The Exorcist.
The third
one that I'm currently into is Inside Jaws.
Uh-huh.
So what it is, and it's a single narrator, but it is a podcast that takes, like, Inside Jaws, it takes the book by Peter Benchley and the writing of that, the Steven Spielberg movie. It takes the 1916 shark attacks on the Jersey Shore.
Oh,
it takes
wow.
the USS Indianapolis with the shark attacks. many other things and stitches it all together so you get the inside, behind the scenes, inside out look at the creating or at the creation and the foundation of this iconic movie. And I can't stop listening to it. It's so good.
How long is a season?
They're all like 6 or 8 episodes. I think the next one is Inside Star Wars. And I'm totally saving that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, totally.
Inside the Exorcist was actually pretty scary, but you learn like Hollywood history, publishing history, all of these, like in the Jaws one, there was this whole sidebar about the movie Duel.
Yeah,
and the
yeah.
Richard Matheson story. I mean, it's so good.
Cool.
So Inside Jaws is maybe where I'd start. It's outstanding.
Awesome. And that is Talking Books and eBooks and Podcasts with Susan Brown. Check out the Chapel Hill Public Library online. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org, I believe, is the website, if you want to go there.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Go there and find out more. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.